ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 9। Text 31. श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। प्लीज चैंट। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परमं गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। माताजी प्लीज चैंट। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। श्री भगवान उवाच। ज्ञानं परम गुह्यं मे यद् ज्ञान विज्ञान समन्वितं स रहस्यं तदंगं च गृहान गदितं मया। सिनोनिम्स। श्री भगवान उवाच। The personality of Godhead said, Jnanam, knowledge acquired, Parama, extremely, Guhyam, confidential, Me, of me, Yat, which is, Vijnana, realization, samanvitam, coordinated, sarahasham, with devotional service, tat, of that, angam cha, necessary paraphernalia, grihana, just try to take up, gaditam, explained, maya, by me. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The Personality of Godhead said, knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential, and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. Purport. Lord Brahma is the topmost devotee of the Lord within the universe, and therefore the Personality of Godhead replied to His four principal inquiries in four important statements, which are known as the original Bhagavatam in four verses. These were Brahma's questions. 1. What are the forms of the Lord, both in matter and in transcendence? 2. How are the different energies of the Lord working? 3. How does the Lord play with His different energies? And 4. How may Brahma be instructed to discharge the duty entrusted to him? The prelude to the answers is this verse under discussion, wherein the Lord informs Brahma that knowledge of Him, the Supreme Absolute Truth, as it is stated in the revealed scriptures, is very subtle and cannot be understood unless one is self-realized by the grace of the Lord. The Lord says that Brahma may take the answers as He explains them. This means that transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Being can be known if it is made known by the Lord Himself. By the mental speculation of the greatest mundane thinkers, the Absolute Truth cannot be understood. The mental speculators can reach up to the standard of impersonal Brahman realization, but factually, complete knowledge of transcendence is beyond the knowledge of impersonal Brahman. Thus, it is called the supreme confidential wisdom. Out of many liberated souls, someone may be qualified to know the Personality of Godhead. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said by the Lord Himself that out of many hundreds of thousands of people, one may try for perfection in human life, and out of many liberated souls, one may know Him as He is. Therefore, the knowledge of the Personality of Godhead may be attained by devotional service only. Rahasyam means devotional service. Lord Krishna instructed Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita because He found Arjuna to be a devotee and friend. Without such qualifications, one cannot enter into the mystery of the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, one cannot understand the Personality of Godhead unless one becomes a devotee and discharges devotional service. This mystery is love of Godhead. Therein lies the main qualification for knowing the mystery of the Personality of Godhead. and to attain the stage of transcendental love of Godhead, regulative principles of devotional service must be followed. The regulative principles are called Vidhi Bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, and they can be practiced by a neophyte with his present senses. Such regulative principles are mainly based on hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord. And such hearing and chanting of the glories of the Lord can be made possible in the association of devotees only. Lord Chaitanya therefore recommended 5 main principles for attaining perfection in the devotional service of the Lord. The first is association with devotees, hearing. Second is chanting the glories of the Lord. Third, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotee. Fourth, residing in a holy place connected with the Lord. And fifth, worshipping the deity of the Lord with devotion. Such rules and regulations are parts of devotional service. So as requested by Lord Brahma, the personality of Godhead will explain all about the 4 questions put forward by Brahma and others also, which are parts and parcels of the same questions. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpaturubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. So as in the purport it says, this text is the prelude to the answers that Lord will be giving to Brahma's inquiries, so Brahma can carry out his service of creating the material cosmos. So there are many important points in this, but I guess I will start with the mystery part because most people seems to like mysterious things. So here, like the Lord is speaking, Jnana Parama Guhyam Me. So this knowledge is very confidential. And Krishna says something similar on these lines in the Bhagavad Gita. It's a famous verse, if anyone remember, 9:2. Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prataksavagamam Dharmam Susukam Kartum Avyayam. So this knowledge is called the king of all knowledge. It's so important. Srila Prabhupada he wrote a small book just on this chapter, and the title is The Most Confidential Knowledge, Rajavidya. So why, if someone may ask, it's already there in the book, so how is it confidential? It seems like an open secret. So the answer to that question will be that yes, the knowledge is there in the book, but one cannot understand, one cannot realize it unless one receives the mercy of the Lord or his bona fide devotees. Just like we can understand even from a practical fact, before Srila Prabhupada came to America, there were so many other gurus who came to the West and they shared knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. but we couldn't really see many temples coming up and many people becoming devotees. So, but after Srila Prabhupada came and presented Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness, so many people, they became attracted, and now we see there's like so many devotees all over the world. That's the power of following a bona fide devotee. And even present day world, there are like so many gurus, even on social media, or like they're speaking about different spiritual aspects, but how many of them are actually making that kind of influence that people are able to become devotees? That's one way of seeing pure devotees' influence. But coming to the point, so the answer how one can realize is, as it says in the verse itself, by actually performing devotional service. Lord Chaitanya confirms this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is a famous verse, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hijivado Swayam Eva Sphurati Adha. So all these qualities, like in the next verse, you will see the Lord will actually tell Brahma, this is what you're gonna realize. I'll just read the translation to keep the rest of the mystery for the speaker tomorrow. All of me, namely my actual eternal form and my transcendental existence, color, qualities and activities, let all be awakened within you by factual realization out of my causeless mercy. So, the Lord, we hear in the previous text how, I think on Saturday, Rabindranath Prabhu was explaining this, how Lord is being very friendly with Brahma. He shook hands with him, he congratulated him on performing his tapasya, his penance, his vows, and being pleased, he's giving him all these, he's revealing this mystery about Krishna. So even I heard from this, how my teacher explained that even in the land of birth of Krishna, where Krishna personally appeared, there is so much confusion about Krishna. Some people think he's like a Hindu forest love god, or some people think he's just like a famous personality who had some special powers. There is like so much confusion. But we can see when we read these translations and purports by Srila Prabhupada, it's the confusion, it goes away. And there is so much clarity. So on that point, I want to share this one little, it's experience of couple of disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and it's given in the book written Transcendental Diary of a Traveling Saint. That's what it's called. So there is Tamal Krishna Maharaj and I think Bhagavad Das Prabhu. They are having they are with Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada asked them to look for a verse, quote a verse, and they both were looking at each other. So, you know, this is early days, I'm guessing. So they didn't know the verse. And then Srila Prabhupada, he makes this point why he wrote these books. So I'll just read what he says. It's on iskonbookdistribution.com in the Sankirtan Stories. It was posted on September 30th, 2016, for those who want to check it later. So, Srila Prabhupada said, quote, "Just see, you are not reading my books. Every day you have to read, study and learn my books. Just like a lawyer learns the law books. You must know everything, chapter and verse. If you do not know, how will you preach? Unless you know my books, how will you teach these men? Do you know that every day, even I read my own books? Do you know why I read my books?" So the devotees are saying, we didn't want to venture any answer. So Prabhupada answers. This is what Prabhupada said, quote, "I read my books every day because even I learn something new when I read my books. These are not my books. I do not write these books." Unquote. And then the devotees, it seemed as though something mystical came over him at this point. And Srila Prabhupada continues, quote, "Every morning when I sit here to write my books, Krishna comes personally and dictates to me what to write. I simply take dictation from Krishna to write these books. Therefore, when I read them, even I learned something." Unquote. And then the devotees are saying, the way he said, this was so dramatic that we felt the weight of his words. And this devotee, his name is Bhagwat Das. So he is saying, "Yet I knew because of the state of my consciousness, my own consciousness, how far away." The way he said this was so dramatic that we felt the weight of his words. I was thinking, quote, "I'm speaking with a person who's speaking with God, who's right next to God. I'm only one person removed from God. He is so close." Unquote. "Yet I knew because of the state of my own consciousness how far away I actually was. But by some grace, I was being placed right next to God by being with Prabhupada. It was amazing." So I had heard this from some devotees and in some conversation, but today I wanted to share this, so I looked it up and I found it on iskonbookdistribution.com. So that was pretty cool. But coming back to the verse, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi. So unless one engages in actual practical devotional service, one cannot develop these realizations. One actually has to perform devotional service to get these kind of deep realizations, insights, understandings, visions. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he gives one example actually, talking about, so this would be like doing all these regulated activities. It would be like Vedi Bhakti. And in Vedi Bhakti, as we hear the five limbs Lord Chaitanya recommended, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, living in the holy place, they are all part of the Panchanga Bhakti, Vedi Bhakti. So unless one, the example is given just like a child. In the beginning, they may be forced to go to school. But gradually, they develop a little taste for learning because they see, oh, it's actually very helpful, very useful. And so similarly, in the beginning, the Vedi Bhakti, you know, performing all these regulated activities, it may seem like one is doing by force, especially in the beginning stages when the taste is not so developed. But even just doing that, gradually one develops taste and one gets realizations. And like this devotee was saying, one gets to understand, I am so close, I could make it. And one gets these insights and personal experience. So that's the confidential part. When one performs devotional service, one gets one's personal experience, which one cannot have unless one performs practical devotional service. In the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj, he says this, that one actually has to perform also practical devotional service, not just sit in meditation and do no practical work. So my teacher gives this pretty attractive example for this, and apparently most people like this. We can see when there is like a really nice feast, say like Prabhupada Appearance Day feast or something like that. You go in the prasad hall and you can see, you can feel the energy, like devotees are so, you can excited, they are surcharged with this spiritual energy and excitement. Now we are gonna honor the prasadam. So no one has any doubts when there is a nice feast about Krishna consciousness. But that's a good start. It starts with tasting Krishna prasad, and then gradually one develops the taste for chanting his names, and gradually the Naam, Roop, Guna, Leela, all these other things, they follow as one practices and one's consciousness becomes more clear, more purified. So personally, from my little experience in Krishna consciousness, it's pretty amazing how this is very scientific. So it's like one can actually experiment it, and then one can become an evidence. Like many of us are here, we can see some of our seniors here, they've been doing same activities for like almost 5 decades now, 4 or 5 decades. Even materially, we see like someone wants to be like a big, famous or some expert in certain area, say like business or education or any different area, any different field. They have to put that time, that effort to get there. Like some of the big business owners, if you ask them, it took them so long to get where they are today. So, you know, there is no harm in dedicating one's life, just like 4 or 5 decades, it's not a long time. And one can actually understand these mysteries, how they are happening. Like we see yesterday was like such a wonderful festival, Sri Radha Ashtami. So even this is such a mystery about understanding about Radha and Krishna. And then, even more than that, mystical thing is how they both combine as one and come as Lord Chaitanya. And then we see, like Srila Prabhupada, he mentions this, that how the impersonalists, they have this understanding that after liberation, you become one with God. You actually become God. So he was sharing this, and he actually laughed at it, and he said, just to bewilder these impersonalists, now Krishna came in five as Panchatattva. Earlier, they were trying to figure out Radha Krishna. Okay, now here is Krishna in five features. Figure this out now. So that was pretty, it's amazing how Srila Prabhupada, he mentions some of these things and how he gets so animated, and just like, you can see, this is some person who actually is personally experiencing. He's just not making it up. So I was actually having a little conversation with one student I met, and this student was, he has like an impersonal understanding, and they come here every now and then, but still, you know, it takes time to get to that personal understanding. So gradually they are starting to appreciate the deities. Oh, it looks so beautiful and prasad. So gradually, like, I can see there is some little change of heart. There is some little opening to accepting that there are other, there could be more than what I already know. So, I want to, I had so many points, but I just want to conclude this one, which is probably a little bit easier for all of us, at least myself, to grasp and more relatable. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Sanjaya, he was with Dhritarashtra in the palace, and he's sharing what is happening on the battlefield, because most of us know how Dhritarashtra was blind, he couldn't even see. So Sanjaya, his secretary, he had this mystic power, so he could see far away and he could tell Dhritarashtra what is actually happening on the battlefield. So I was listening to one devotee, and this devotee, he was saying how so many people like to watch TV. And on the TV these days, there are like hundreds of channels. So whichever channel you tune into, that's what you can see, that's what you can hear. So this devotee was explaining in this way, that same way, whatever consciousness, whatever channel we connect to, that's what we can perceive, that's what we can see, that's what we can experience, that's what we can access. So this is what Sanjaya is experiencing, Sanjaya is perceiving, and he's actually telling Dhritarashtra, he's not imagining it. He's actually telling him, this is my experience. So I'll just read a few translations. And then if anyone feel inspired to share some realization they had like this, that'll be very nice. So after Arjuna confirms that Krishna, my illusion is gone, I can see clearly and I know what to do now, he surrenders and follows the instruction. So here, from text 74 till last 78, Sanjaya is this sharing his realization and experience. I just read the translation to keep in time. Sanjaya said, "Thus I have heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end." I mean, definitely, he won't be imagining this. And next 75, "By the mercy of Vyasa, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure, being thrilled at every moment." I mean, who would say this just in imagination? "O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again." Last verse. "Yatra yogeshvaro krishno, yatra partho dhanurdhara, tatra shrir vijayo bhutir dhruvanitir matir mama." Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also certainly be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion. This is Sanjaya speaking. So, how Srila Prabhupada was saying, just by reading his own books, even he learned so many things, so many new things. So, I'm sure all of us, we are reading and we also have little experience or maybe more deeper experience, some of us. So there is maybe like a less than a minute if anyone feel inspired to share their experience. Hare Krishna. One, two, three. Okay, thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.